time since 2019, the Rawhide have captured three straight series wins. But tonight, it's their biggest challenge of the second half. Coming up next, it's game one between the Visalia Rawhide and the San Jose Giants. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Tonight, a matchup between the top two teams in the second half of the California League standings. We'll talk about those standings for the first time tonight. Visalia, the first team to capture 10 wins in the California League South. They are 10-5, a three-game gap over the Lake Elsinore Storm, who are 7-8. Rancho Cucamonga, the team that Visalia just defeated 4-2, are 7-8 as well. And then lastly, Inland Empire, they are 6-9. Moving up into the north, the San Jose Giants, first team to 11 wins in all the California League. They are 11-4. Meanwhile, in second place, the Modesto Nuts, who are 7-8. The Fresno Grizzlies are 6-9. Stockton, 6-9 as well. So that is the standings in the California League. And now Christopher Torian will dig in for the first time tonight against the Major League rehabber Robbie Ray. We are underway at an Excite Ballpark in San Jose. First pitch on the way is in there for a strike. 0-1. Nice day here in San Jose. 78 degrees at first pitch with an 11-mile-per-hour wind. Torian will pop that one into right field. Charging in is the right fielder Quintas, and he's able to make the grab for out number one. Brings up Yancel Luis to the plate. First pitch of the game is brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. So Yancel Luis will dig in against Robbie Ray for the first time tonight. Second game in a San Jose uniform. Last time he was here, 3 2/3 innings of work. And the pitch to Luis is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Yancel Luis so far on the year batting .271 with 4 home runs and 34 RBIs. Pitch on the way to Luis. That one sent into left field. Racing over is Cassiani. He'll look up. He'll bounce off the wall. Luis will turn from first. He'll go over to second. He'll reach there standing, and it is a one-out double for the Rawhide second baseman. We'll go into the starting lineups for the first time tonight, brought to you by Anthem. Leading things off, Christopher Torian. He'll be followed by the second baseman, Yancel Luis. Demetrio Crisantes will be the first baseman batting .300. Kenny Castillo, the Rawhide catcher, will bat cleanup. Drew Jones, the center fielder, will bat fifth, followed by Angel Ortiz, the right fielder, at the sixth spot. Ruben Santana, the third baseman, will bat 7. Anderson Rojas, the DH, will bat 8th. And then lastly, Jefferson Pena, the left fielder, will bat 9. Pitch on the way to Crisantes, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Demetrio Crisantes has come blistering out of the Arizona Complex League, batting .433 with 3 home runs and 14 RBIs since joining Visalia in mid-June. A pitch from Robbie Ray is upstairs for a ball, and the count is now 1-1. Crisantes, the Tucson, Arizona kid, has been a very good addition to this Rawhide club. 1-1 pitch on the way. Ray glances back at second. Here's the deal, and Crisantes will take that one above the knees for ball two. 2-1. Got Kenny Castillo waiting on deck, along with Crisantes and Castillo. These have been the two RBI machines for this Rawhide team as of lately. Upcoming pitch on the way from Ray. Crisantes pops it up to the right side, and the count will now move to 2-2. Robbie Ray, originally drafted by the Washington Nationals back in 2010, a 10th round draft acquisition, the 356th pick. And now that one is downstairs for ball three, 3-2. Originally out of Brentwood High School in Brentwood, Tennessee. Eventually make his MLB debut on May 6th of 2014 with the Detroit Tigers. Robbie Ray will agree to the pitch. And now the payoff pitch will have to hold off as Ray will spin off the mound. And Yancel Luis, who's not being held on, will dance back over to second base. Defense on the infield playing slightly shifted to the left with the second baseman Justin Bench holding on Luis. Payoff pitch on the way, high and outside, ball four. So Demetrio Crisantes will draw the walk and runners on first and second. I bring up the Rawhide catcher, Kenny Castillo, to the plate. Let's get to know Robbie Ray a little bit more, the 10-year vet. He's spent time in Detroit back in 2014, was with the D-backs from 2015 and 20, where he spent the year with both the D-backs and the Blue Jays. And now Kenny Castillo will foul this pitch backwards, and the Cal now move to 0-1. After that 2021 campaign, Robbie Ray would go over to Seattle for 2 years before he would be sidelined after just one start with the M's back in 2023. 0-1 with one away. Kenny Castillo gets ready for the pitch. Here's the deal. It's a swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt, and the count is now 0-2. Talk about that start for the Mariners in 2023. It was on March 31st, a ball game where Ray went 3 1/3 inning of work, gave up 4 hits, 3 earned runs, walked 5 batters in that ball game while striking out a trio. And that would be the end of his 2023 campaign and has yet to pitch with the Giants here in 2024. 0-2 pitch on the way to Castillo, and that ball is in the dirt for ball one, 1-2. And be announced a torn left UCL during his time with the Mariners. That required Tommy John surgery. And Robbie Ray now, so far, he's pitched with the San Jose Giants along with the Sacramento River Cats. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 away. Here's the deal. And Kenny will get a piece of that one and foul it directly backwards. He spent time in the Complex League as well, 4 games out there. And during his time in the ACL, 0-1 with a 5.14 ERA. So combined 7 games so far for Robbie Ray. The 1-2 pitch on the way, and Kenny rips that one into left field. Retreating backwards is the left fielder, Cassiani, back at the wall, and that ball is gone. See you later. A 3-run home run for Kenny Castillo off of Robbie Ray, and Visalia leads the ballgame 3-0 here in the top half of the first inning. A breaking pitch on the inside, talked about a few moments ago. Kenny Castillo has been the RBI guy for this Rawhide team, and he's able to score Yancel Luis and Demetrio Crisantes. Bring up Drew Jones to the plate, and Kenny Castillo barreled that ball up into left field. And now Drew will show bunt sign before he's able to pull it back, and the count is 1-0. The theme towards the latter half of the series last week against Rancho, Visalia needed to find a way to get on the board early in ball games. The 1-0 pitch on the way to Drew swung on and missed, and the count is 1-1. Visalia had quite a bit of success whenever scoring on the road in their longest road trip before returning for 3 games on the 4th of July. 1-1 with one down. Here's Ray's pitch. And that one's on the outside corner in there for a strike. 1-2. Visalia scored first in 5 of their 9 road games in a road trip where Visalia won 6 out of 3. 1-2. 1 away. Drew Jones gets ready for the pitch. Here's the deal. He'll send that one into left center field. Cassiani's racing back towards the warning track. And that ball is gone. See you later. A solo home run for Drew Jones. And Visalia leads this ball game 4-0 here in the top half of the first inning. So Kenny Castillo, Drew Jones go back-to-back homers off of Robbie Ray. And now it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate for the first time tonight. And once again, that was another pitch where the Rawhide bats turn on it and send it into left. And now Angel Ortiz will pop it up to the left side. And the catcher Schlicker will pop off the mask, and he'll be underneath it to make the grab for out number 2. And Angel Ortiz so far against Major League rehabbers, he's looked pretty good. 2 for 2 with 2 singles on Joe Kelly over the last 2 weeks. And now Angel Ortiz will be retired by Ray. And it brings up Ruben Santana to the plate for the first time tonight. So Ray had a leadoff flyout to Christopher Torin, and now Angel Ortiz pops up behind home plate. The two-out deal on the way, and that one's on the outside corner in there for a strike, 0-1. Urban Santana enters today batting .218 with two home runs and 27 RBIs. Ray working with bases empty. The pitch is fouled backwards from Ruben Santana, and the count is now 0-2. Another thing that talked about last week during a lot of our pregame coverage was the idea that there's not really a guy right now in this Rawhide lineup that you look at and they're not producing a whole lot offensively. The pitch on the way from Ray is inside for ball one. You look at batters two through six, they're all batting above .250, with the highest one obviously being Demetrio Crisantes, who's batting .433 out of the three spot. One ball, two strikes, two away. The pitch to Ruben Santana is fouled off to the right side and foul. Visalia, if you're just now joining us, leads this ball game 4-0 here in the top of the first inning, thanks to back-to-back home runs from Kenny Castillo and Drew Jones. One ball, two strikes, two away. Ray stares down Santana and his pitch just a bit high and inside for a ball. Ray already getting ready for his 25th pitch. Likely the pitch count today will be anywhere from 55 to 65, so he's already about halfway to that on this pitch of Santana right here. 1-2 with two down. Here's the pitch. Santana half swing, doesn't matter, right down the middle, and Robbie Ray is able to work out of inning number one, but not before Visalia puts up four runs on three hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Rawhide 4, Giants 0. We'll see Casey Anderson on the mound for the first time tonight. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Kauia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the power.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the bottom of the first inning where Casey Anderson takes the mound for the first time tonight. First pitch is outside for ball one. 1-0. Visalia building an early 4-0 lead. And we'll see how Anderson's able to maintain that here in the bottom of the first. Yeah, the pitch on the way is a bit outside for ball two. 2-0. Casey Anderson comes in at 6'4", 185. The 23-year-old right-hander out of Salt Lake, Utah. 2-0 deal on the way. And that one is upstairs for ball three. 3-0. Anderson in his second year here in Visalia back in 2023, a 10.38 ERA where he was 1-2. 3-0 pitch on the way from Anderson right down the middle, and the count is now 3-1 to Wade Meckler. Another extended rehab appearance for this San Jose Giants team, and Meckler's pitch on the outside corner for strike two, and he was halfway down the first base line. He'd already flipped the bat over to his dugout before the home plate umpire made the call for the strike. Home plate umpire for today's ball game, Drew Buffelli. Meanwhile, on the base path, it is Chad Lagana. 3-2 with no outs. Here's the payoff pitch, and it swung on and fouled backwards. Visalia, two home runs in that top half of the first inning. Drew Jones and Kenny Castillo. Wade Meckler looking to get a leadoff base runner right here. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Anderson holds at the belt. Payoff pitch on the way, and that one's grounded to the left side where it'll be backhanded by the shortstop, Torin. A quick throw over to first is in time for out number one. Kind of took a late hop on Torin on the backhand side. However, he was able to recover well and make the throw in time, and it brings up Justin Bench to the plate. So going through the starting batting order for San Jose, Wade Meckler leads things off. He'll be followed by Justin Bench, the second baseman. Maui Ohuna will be the DH batting three. A pitch on the way from Anderson fouled off to the left side, and the count is now 0-1. Charlie Zaccone will bat out of the number four spot. Jack Payton, the first baseman, five. Luke Schlicker will be the catcher batting sixth. We'll go through the rest of the batting order here in just a moment after the 0-1 pitch. And that one clips the top right-hand corner for 0-2. Cesar Quintas will bat seven. Ramon Peralta, eight, the shortstop. And then lastly, the left fielder, Estelin Cassiani, will bat nine. No balls, two strikes, one away. Here's the pitch to Bench. And it's a pitch that's outside for ball one. Casey Anderson arrives in San Jose with a four-seam fastball, the sinker, slider, and changeup. The four-pitch arsenal for the former Utah Valley Wolverines. 1-2 pitch fouled off the mask, Kenny Castillo. And Justin Bench will get ready to see another pitch right here. Visalia taking on three hits in that top half of the first inning. Get to know Casey Anderson a little bit more. We'll talk about his numbers in his last outing last Monday night against Rancho Cucamonga. The 1-2 pitch is outside. Does Bench go around? He does not, says the first base umpire, Lagana. And the count is out 2-2. Casey Anderson on Monday night went three innings of work, eight earned runs in that ballgame, including six strikeouts. 2-2 pitch on the way. Half swing. Does he go around? He does, and Justin Bench will be retired for the second out of the inning. All strikeouts this season brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So two down, and brings that Maui Ohuna to the plate for the first time tonight. A guy who's batting 215 with a home run and 10 RBIs, and that pitch is in there for a strike. The count is now 0-1. And 1 with 2 away. Here's a pitch from Anderson. Ohuna tries to go opposite field, and instead he goes off the throw to the bat and fouled just left, so the count is now 0-2. Maui Ohuna batted 176 when San Jose came to Visalia for the opening week of the season. 0-2 pitch on the way is upstairs for a ball. 1-2. It was a series that featured three hits for Ohuna and 17 at-bats. It was also a series that only featured five games instead of the typical six. 1-2 pitch fouled backwards. And the last time, rain was probably seen in Visalia as well. The Sunday game got moved to Friday night in an effort to avoid weekend-long rain that week of April 9th. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. And it should say a foul tip. And the inning will come to a conclusion. So Casey Anderson checks in and strikes out two of the three batters that he faces. And we're through one inning of work here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Visalia 3, San Jose 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of the second inning. Rawhide 4, Giants 0. Robbie Ray remains on the mound. Here's his pitch to Anderson Rojas. And that pitch is upstairs for ball 1-1 and 0. It'll be Anderson Rojas, Jefferson Pena, Christopher Torin, 8-9 and 1 due up. With Rojas and Pena, the only batters to yet to face Ray here in this ball game. Now Rojas unable to catch up to it, so the count will now move to 1-1. Ray will get ready for the deal. Here's his pitch. And that one's just outside of Rojas. So the count will now move to 2-1. Pitch on the way from Ray to Rojas. And he'll take that one inside for ball 3. 3-1. Giants acquired Ray during the offseason heading into 2024. However, as pitchers and catchers started to arrive in Scottsdale, Arizona. There's still some recovery time for Ray. However, officials with San Francisco hoping that they will get to have him back just after the All-Star break. Obviously, this is the final week before teams get the mandatory days off and get to travel up to Arlington, Texas at Globe Life Field. And Anderson Rojas with a little short pop over to second base, and Justin Bench is in front of that one to make the grab for out number one. Going through the starting defense for San Jose, Luke Schlager will be the catcher. Meanwhile, it'll be Jack Payton over on first base. Justin Bench will be the second baseman. He'll be joined by Ramon Peralta at short and Charlie Zaccone over at third. We'll go through the outfield in just a moment after the pitch to Jefferson Pena. The deal on the way from Ray, and that one is fouled backwards. The count is now 0-1. Charlie Cassiani out in left field. Wade Meckler in center. Cesar Quintas out in right. And then lastly, Maui Ohuna will be the DH tonight for San Jose. 0-1 with one down. Ray working from the windup to Pena, and he gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the right side, 0-2. Jefferson Pena now uses batter's timeout. So far on the year, Pena batting .215 with two home runs and 19 RBIs here in 2024 as he got Christopher Torin waiting on deck. 0-2 with one down. Ray will wave off first pitch before he agrees to the second. And it goes elevated fastball and a swing and a miss for Pena. And there's now two down here in the inning. Bring up Christopher Torin to the plate. Torin last time out, a fly out into right field. It's been a guy so far who has struggled to really go opposite field so far this season. A guy who's drawn a lot of poolside shots into left field, left side of the infield. Ray's pitch to Taurine, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Trying to show off that ability to use all parts of the field in his last at-bat. 0-1 with two-way. Ray gets ready at the belt before his pitch. This will be pitch number 36 with 24 strikes. And Taurine will foul that one backwards. The count is now 0-2. Robbie Ray, also the 2021 American League Cy Young Award winner with the Toronto Blue Jays. A year after COVID, 0-2 with two down. Here's the pitch. And that one's upstairs. Strike three. Taurine knew it as well. And that is the more efficient Robbie Ray right there. Three up, three down here in the top half of the second inning. Bottom two we go. We'll see Casey Anderson for the second time tonight. Visalia 4, San Jose 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the...
We arrive back in San Jose here in the bottom of the second inning. And I'll bring up the cleanup guy, the third baseman. Charlie Zaccone to the plate. First time we'll see him facing off against Casey Anderson. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball just a bit outside for ball one. 1-0. Visalia has lost their last three games. Anderson has suffered a loss in his last three games that he started. And now Zaccone will foul that one off his foot. And the count will now move to 1-1. Anderson's longest outing in those last three games was six innings of work at home against Lake Elsinore. It was a ball game where Visalia lost 5-3 against the Lake Elsinore Storm. 1-1 pitch on the way from Anderson, and that one misses outside for ball 2-2-1. You look at Anderson's last two starts, their opponents have gotten 8 runs, so 16 runs over the last two games, and Anderson starts, and now that one's hit into right field for a base hit. It would drop in front of Angel Ortiz, so it will be San Jose's first hit of the ballgame, and it belongs to the third baseman. Starting defense tonight for Visalia will be the catcher, Kenny Castillo. Meanwhile, on the first base side, Demetrio Crisantes at first, Yancel Luis at second. Christopher Taurine will join the middle infield pair, and then over at third base will be Ruben Santana, Jefferson Pena out in left, Drew Jones in center, and lastly, Angel Ortiz out in right field. Jack Payton will dig in for the first time tonight. As Anderson glances over at first base, here's the first pitch of the at-bat, and that one's popped up on the left side of the infield. Taurine gave it a look, however, way too deep. Drew Jones in center will move over 10 steps to his right. He'll be there to make the grab, and there's one down here in the inning. Anthem would like to remind you that Live Health Online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, Live Health Online can help at no cost to Anthem Medi-Cal members. That is Anthem, official partner for starting lineups here in 2024. And now Luke Schlicker will step up to the plate. And a swing and a miss on a pitch upstairs. And the count is now 0-1. Anderson drafted in the 11th round of the 2023 MLB draft. Made his 2024 debut against Lake Elsinore on April 16th. And now that pitch is outside. Castillo will throw over first. Cretonsis will apply the tag. But in safely is Ekone. Anderson mentioned the former Utah Valley Wolverine, but he spent time throughout several colleges during his collegiate playing days. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Anderson is high and outside for ball two, 2-1. Prior to Utah Valley, spent time in Eastern Arizona College, the College of Southern Idaho, and the College of Southern Nevada, including an all-SWAC first team with Southern Idaho. Pickoff attempt over at first. Rosantes will make the grab, but once again in safely is Zaccone. 2-1 with one away. Anderson looking for the DP to get himself out of the inning. Breaking ball fouled off to the right side. And the count is now 2-2. Visalia able to turn three double plays on Saturday night. All three of them were against the same batter, Jose Mesa, with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 down. Anderson's kick and the deal. It's upstairs, and Kenny, not content with the runner on first, he decides to throw back over there. But Zaccone once again dives in safely, and the count is now 3 balls, 2 strikes with one away. Three, two pitch on the way. Ground ball to the right side, just out of the outstretched arm of Demetrio Cresantes. Throw over to third base, not in time. Ruben Santana will apply the tag either way, and Zaccone goes from first to third, and San Jose has some offense cooking here at the bottom of the second inning. Cesar Quintas will step up to the plate for the first time tonight. A guy batting 219 with 6 home runs and 33 RBIs here in 2024. As mentioned, you still have a chance to turn that double play to get you out of the inning right here. A Rawhide team who enters the day with 74 double plays turned that leads the California League. One out pitch on the way. That one's outside for ball one, 1-0. Talked about leading the California League. Both these two teams leading their respective divisions. Both of these two clubs 7-3 over their last 10 games. 1-0 with one away. Here's the pitch from Anderson. A breaking ball at the top of the zone, and that one is in there for a strike. The count is now 1-1. Visalia enters today after a 4-2 series win against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Meanwhile, for San Jose, similar result last week against Stockton. This ball is lifted into left field. Retreating backwards to Jefferson Pena. Just in front of the warning track, and he's going to drop it. A run is going to come home to score it to Zaccone. And the throw will be made to the cutoff man. And there's quite a bit of wind here at Excite Ballpark. And as a result, that ball will drop, and everybody will end up being safe. So now you got runner on second, Luke Schlicker, and Cesar Quintas over at first. And it brings up Ramon Peralta to the plate. To officially go down as a sac fly, an E7, and an RBI. And it'll be the first Rawhide error of the ballgame. That was something that plagued them in their 10-0 shutout loss on Friday night. Out here in the frame, they force out at any base, and Anderson's pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. You look at the last three games of the series against Rancho, all three of those at Visalia, and now that's going to hit the batter in the helmet. So Peralta is hit square in the crown of the helmet and ends up popping off the helmet. So now it's going to be bases loaded, and Peralta remains seated on the infield dirt. Finally, he'll be helped up. And he'll jog on over to first base. Watching the replay right now and trying to dodge out of the way, but that's a mid-90s fastball upstairs. And trying to duck down, took it just above the little ear flap, and now pitching coach Tyler Mark is going to make his way out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Remind you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. Casey Anderson, you look at the ball game that he had last Monday against Rancho. He struck out the first two batters he faced. Two runners get aboard. Then after that, he had an efficient next two innings while only allowing one batter in six that he faced. And then after that, he gives up eight runs on just four hits. So now we're bringing Estelin Cassiani to the plate, who will be the sixth batter of the inning for the Giants. San Jose's already scored a run off the error from Jefferson Pena out in left field. And plays like that is when it starts to tack up and really add up on you. Pitch is high and outside for ball one, 1-0. Cassiani batting .228 with no home runs and 11 RBIs on the season. The 1-0 deal on the way. That one sent into left center field. Dropping quickly. Drew Jones will give it a run. It's going to drop in for a base hit. One run will come home to score. That's all it will be. And now San Jose back within two. It's a 4-2 ball game. So Luke Schlicker will come home to score. And advance everybody 90 feet with Cesar Quintas going to third. Ramon Peralta over to second. And Cassiani reaching for the third hit of the inning. Kenny Castillo is going to make his way from behind home plate. Initially looked like he was going to go have a mound visit with Anderson before he walked halfway there and ends up turning around to come back. First pitch on the of the at-bat here to Justin Bench. Here's the deal from Anderson. And that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Justin Bench, a 17th round draft pick in 2022 out of Mississippi. With the Bulldogs, 2022. Played in just one game in the Complex League after that draft selection. That one's in there for strike one and one. 2023 saw action in 27 games, 14 in the ACL, 13 with San Jose, where he batted above 350 in those 12-plus games with both clubs. 1-1 with two-way. That pitch lifted into left center field. Drew Jones on his horse. He'll race over. He'll be there for the grab. And the inning will come to conclusion. An eight-batter inning puts up two runs on the board and cuts the Rawhide lead in half. Three hits, two runs, one error, and three runners left on base. We're through two here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Visalia 4, San Jose 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn how.
Welcome back to San Jose. We move into the top of the third inning. Leading things off will be the second baseman, Yancel Luis. It'll be Luis Crisantes Castillo, 2-3 and 4, due up for the Hyde. Luis, one of three Rawhide hits so far in the ballgame against Robbie Ray, pitch number 40. And that one is in there for a strike 0-2. Yancel Luis, a double into left field, a ball that one hopped off the wall. And Yancel Luis ended up getting there standing. 0-2, here's a pitch. And Yancel Luis rips that one into left center field. That one's going to get back to the wall as well. Luis is thinking 2 once again. Helmet will come popping off, and he's going to have to hold up there. So it is back-to-back double for Yancel Luis against Robbie Ray. There are already four total bases here in just three innings for Luis. The Rawhide doubles leader, who entered the day with 17. He's now up to 19 after back-to-back extra base hits. So now bring up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate, who last time out, he walked. So Ray having to work from the stretch for just the second time here in this ball game. Last time he did so was back in the first inning. He had a 3-up, 3-down second where he struck out two batters, Taurine and Pena, and he sat down Anderson Rojas on a leadoff groundout. Celia out hitting San Jose, 4-3 here in the top half of the third inning. Ray glances back over at second base. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And a swing and a miss for Demetrio Crisantes on an upstairs pitch, and the count is now 0-2. Crisantes would come home to score off the Kenny Castillo 3-run home run. No balls, two strikes, no outs. Ray gets held at the belt. Here's his pitch. And Crisantes will try to send this one into right field. Dropping quickly. Here comes a sliding effort by Quintas. And a slide among the wall out in right field, and it lands foul. Now Demetrio Crisantes will have a chance to once again and dig into the batter's box once again with Kenny Castillo awaiting on deck. Demetrio Crisantes talked about earlier, a guy who was red hot in the Arizona Complex League through 29 games. He's batting .355 out in Arizona. And now through 17 games of .433 with a 1.152 OPS since joining Visalia in mid-June. Has already had three four-hit games with the Rawhide. Up to 5 3-plus hit games. One ball, two strikes. Here's a pitch to Crisantes. And he gets a piece of that one. Foul it off to the left side of Rawhide dugout. San Jose howls along the first base line. Meanwhile, Visalia howls in third base dugout. Yancel Luis gets a small lead over at second base. Nobody holding him on. However, Justin Bench is within the vicinity at second base. Here's a 1-2 pitch to Crisantes. Once again, fouls it off to the right side. Visalia enters today 39-41 overall, the 10-5 second half record. Meanwhile, San Jose 48-32, 11-4 here in the second half. And now Robbie Ray will step off the mound and glance back over at second base. The San Jose team, who got off to a little bit of a rocky start to begin 2024. 5-11 to start the year, However, since then, they posted a 43-21 record. 1-2 pitch from Ray. That one is low for ball 2-2-1. That dates all the way back to April 25th. San Jose 8-1-2 in their last 11 series overall. 2-2 with no outs. Corsantes will take a breath right before getting ready for the pitch from Ray. Here's the deal. Swing and a miss. And Ray will strike out Dimitri Corsantes for the first time tonight. And it'll be the fourth strikeout of the ball game here for Robbie Ray. So bring up Kenny Castillo to the plate for the second time tonight. Last time up, a three-run home run. What does the Rawhide catcher have in store in this at-bat? Ray will stare down Castillo. The pitch on the way, and that one's swung on and missed, and the count is now 0-1. Kenny Castillo just his second home run of the season. His last home run coming on May 8th against Rancho Cucamonga at Valley Strong Ballpark. Action is warming up in the San Jose bullpen, and Ray's pitch is inside for ball 1-1-1, so likely think this would be the last inning for Ray. Talked about at the start of the broadcast, 55 to 65 pitches. Ray's currently sitting at 50 at the moment. He's working with one out here in the inning with Drew Jones waiting on deck. Ray once again looks at second. Let's take a double glance before his 1-1 pitch. And that one is upstairs for ball 2-2-1. Kenny Castillo last week, 8 hits. He was top 3 on this Rawhide team when it came to hits. Only other players tied for more or with more. Yancel Luis, he had 8. Dimitri Corsantes, 11 hits last week against the Quakes. 2-1 pitch on the way. And Kenny with a high chopper over the left field line. And it goes foul, so the count is now 2-2 with one away. Talked about that last outing from Ray back in the end of June, 3-2/3 against the Fresno Grizzlies, a ball game where he pitched 48 pitches. Now Kenny Castillo will step out of the box and regrip the batting gloves. Ray's left foot once again will step on the rubber. And stare down Castillo on a 2-2 count. Here's the deal. And Kenny will ground this one to the left side. It'll be fielded by the shortstop, Peralta. His throw to first base in time. And Kenny Castillo is retired for the first time tonight. Two down here in the inning. Now the catcher, Luke Schlieger, will make his way out to the mound. Let's see, we'll have the mound visit here before Schlieger will make his way behind home plate once again, and Drew Jones will dig in for the second time tonight. Drew Jones last time up, a solo home run over the left field wall. Less than 3 pitches after Kenny Castillo had went yard. Jones so far on the year batting 270, 5 home runs, 39 RBIs. He's one of 2 Rawhide players with 5 homers. And I'll take that pitch inside for a ball. The count is now 1-0. I should say now 1 of 3 Rawhide players with 5 home runs. You got Adrian De Leon with 5, Jackson Feltner with 5, Drew Jones now joins that category. 1-0 with 2-way. Here's a pitch to Drew. Gets a piece of it and fouls it backwards. The count is now 1-1 with 2 strikes. Jones last week, last Tuesday out at Rancho, he was selected to the 2024 MLB Futures game on Arlington, Texas, one of 2 Diamondbacks players representing the Snakes. The 1-1 pitch is in the dirt for ball 2-2-1. Davison De Los Santos, but the Reno Aces will also be representing Arizona. And how fun has he been out in Reno? He currently leads all of minor league baseball in home runs. He also leads the Pacific Coast League in homers as well. 2-1 with 2-way. Robbie Ray will stare down Drew Jones for the second time today. And Drew will swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt, so the count will move to 2-2. Jones mentioned an honor to be representing the Diamondbacks out at Globe Life Field, to be representing them, and also looking forward to playing with some of the top talent in all of minor league baseball. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Here's the pitch to Drew. A swing and a miss, and Robbie Ray will strike out Drew Jones for the first time tonight. And Ray now up to five strikeouts on the ball game, and the inning will come to a conclusion. A leadoff double from Yancel Luis. He'll be stranded at second, and we head to the bottom of the third inning. Visalia 4, San Jose 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
To a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months, or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm, the number one, .com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the bottom of the third inning, it'll be Maui Ohuna to lead things off. Last time out, struck out against Casey Anderson. It'll be his second strikeout of the ball game, and now this time Ohuna way out in front, and the count is now 1-1. One pitch on the way, and that one is inside for a ball two, 2-1. Pitch on the way once again, inside for ball three, 3-1. The former Tennessee Volunteer, as a member of that 2023 College World Series team, 2022-23 SEC first year academic on a roll, and now Drew Jones slides, and he makes the grab. What a play by Drew Jones, and he's doing it on all sides of the ball here tonight. The solo home run in the first inning, and now Drew Jones, a sliding grab. He makes the grab for the first out of the frame. Drew Jones watching the replay right now, and it does appear to get close to the ground. Trying to see on the second glance. Hard to tell. It was a close one either way, but can't review it. Drew Jones is going to get credited with the nice grab in center field. So I have the web gem in center. The solo home run, not a bad day for the future star. And now bringing Charlie Zaccone to the plate, who last time out he had a single. And that one is in there for a strike, so the count is now 0-1. Drew Jones, all season long, he's been able to show off the fielding abilities. That pitch fouled off to the left side, 0-2. Just a couple games ago, out at Inland Empire, Drew Jones, he made a running grab that looked like it was for sure extra bases. Jones makes a grab on a basket catch in front of the right center field wall. Nobody tagged up for the 66ers and ended up getting a double play out of it. And with a two-strike count, Zaccone gets ready for the pitch. It is inside for ball one, one and two. That was last Sunday against Inland Empire. As Drew about that play, said, did you think you had a chance at it? 1-2 delivery, grounded to the right side, charging as Luis to try to take it off of a hop. Unable to field it cleanly, it bounces out of his mitt. Torin has it, grab it with one hand. And now it will be a one-out base runner here for the Giants. Second time today, Zaccone will step on first base, and it'll go down as an error. It'll go down as an E4 against Luis. That'll be Visalia's second error of the night. So now Jack Payton will step up to the plate. Last time out, he flew out to the center fielder, Drew Jones. But going back to that play, Drew had mentioned some of the lighting in San Bernardino at the time of day was. It was an earlier start time. It was 5:45. Swing and a miss. Counts down one and one. Sometimes the ball getting lost in that light blue orangey time of the day. Jones lost initially, just ran after it. All of a sudden, the ball pops out of the lights. Able to make the grab and get the double play out of it as well. One and one with one away. Right up the middle. Torino will dive. He won't be able to make the play. And Zaccone will go to second, and Jack Payton will have his first hit of the night. And there's runners on first and second for the Giants. Doreen fully extended on the middle infield, but just out of reach. And he's been a guy all season long that you know on every defensive play, he's going to throw his body, try to make a play on the ball. And no excuse right there. Torin just out of reach. And it brings up the catcher to the plate for the second time tonight. He's already one for one. A single and a run in his last at bat. Schleicher batting 5 points above 200 at a 205. We'll watch that pitch go outside for ball one, one and oh. Schleicher, one of the best players in all of the California League right now in getting on base. He's gone on base in 19 straight games. It's the third most in the Cal League. 1-0 with one away. Here's the pitch from Anderson, and it misses inside for a ball two, 2-0. Anderson so far this year, he's had his innings of efficiency, but his major problems have been innings like the second, and now what could turn into the third is long seven-plus batter innings. And now that pitch is in the top of the zone. The count is now 2-1. Anderson trying to put himself in a winning position, trying to get his first win since May 21st against Fresno. In a ball game where he went 6 innings of work, gave up 5 hits and just 1 earned run, 3 walks and 3 strikeouts. And now Kenny Castillo will take off the glove and looking to kind of hold on to that left hand. Wonder if maybe a kind of a jammed thumb this time of the year. You're right before the All-Star break, and a lot of guys dinged up, lots of injuries, just trying to crawl toward that 4-day off period. 2-2 pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball 3-2. Talked to athletic trainer Catwood Day, one of the first weeks of the season, and asked her about the All-Star break. Somehow it came about, and I asked her, well, what do you think about the length of the current All-Star break? This one popped up to the left side. And it'll land foul. And she said, Kat mentioned, it's a perfect break. It's not too long. It's not too short. It gives the guys enough time to get away from the game, kind of get that mental refresher. But it's also not long enough to, long or too short to the players get too out of sync of everything. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Here's a payoff pitch. Fouled off to the left side once again. And for guys going through slumps, 4 days, perfect timing. For a guy like Dimitri Crisantes batting 400, I can imagine a little less looking forward to it. It's the way the game's played. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Anderson looks at second. Here's his pitch. Inside, ball four, bases loaded for the second time tonight for the San Jose offense. And it's going to bring up Cesar Quintas to the plate. The pitching coach, Tyler Mark, will step out of the dugout for the second time tonight. And I'll have a word with Casey Anderson. Mount Visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So T-Mark met with Anderson in the bottom of the second. He meets with him here in the bottom of the third. And he'll face off against Quintas. It's been three straight batters to reach. The E4 that allowed Zaccone to reach. The single from Jack Payton that went up the middle. And now the Luke Schleicher payoff walk. Payoff pitch walk. And now Quintas is batting 219. He reached last time on the sac fly attempt into left field that was dropped by the left fielder Jefferson Pena. One out, nowhere to load a base runner. Here's his pitch, swung on and missed. The count is now 0-1 with one away. 11-mile-per-hour winds here at first pitch, blowing into left field. See the championship flags in center along with the U.S. flag and the California flag. And a really nice grab there by Kenny Castillo, preventing that wild, that throw that was outside from hitting the backstop. A lot different than what it was back home. The American flag, don't think it moved for three games. That's how dry it was in Visalia. 1-1 with one away. Here's the pitch. And that one's a bit outside for ball two. 2-1. 105 was the temperature at first pitch on Thursday night. It got up to 110 on Friday. 115 was the high on Saturday. It got hotter each and every day. You come here to San Jose, 2-1 pitch, grounded to the right side. Long run for Crisantes, throws a second for one, down to first, not in time. And it'll be an RBI fielder's choice. Runners on the corners here for the Giants. Crisantes had to make a long run to cover the ground and prevent Luis from making the play, but the good thing about his momentum going to the left side of the infield, his momentum's going towards second. He's able to throw that ball for the out for two down. A good transfer by Torin. So now with the runners on the corners, it brings up Ramon Peralta to the plate. Two-out pitch on the way, and once again, Peralta taking that one inside. He was already hit by a pitch in his last at-bat, or his last plate appearance, just above the ear hole, and this time getting out of the way a little bit quicker. One ball, no strikes, two away. Anderson's pitch is outside for ball two, 2-0. So you got Jack Payton at third, Cesar Quintas at first. 2-0, two-way. Here's the pitch from Anderson. It's upstairs, ball three, 3-0. Anderson already sitting at 70 pitches here in this ball game, looking for his 40th strike of the game. So Anderson holding at the belt. The 3-0 pitch in there for a strike, 3-1. Talk about the weather in Visalia last week. About a 30 degree difference now. And now that pitch is inside for ball four. So a four pitch walk here to Ramon Peralta. And they're bringing up Esteban Cassiani to the plate. Cassiani at the plate. Last time up, an RBI single. One of two RBIs in this ballgame. Quintas had one in the second. Cassiani had one in the frame as well. Trying to give them their first lead of the night, and that pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. By Saley and San Jose, both four hits apiece. The Rawhide lead this ballgame 4-3. By Saley has already committed two errors here in these first three frames. 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one's grounded up the middle. Anderson will step off the mound. He'll toss to first base, and Crisantes will get two hands on the ball and put the inning to bed. However, San Jose tacks on another run, one hit, one run, one error, and three runners left on base. Visalia 4, San Jose 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the fourth inning. And Robbie Ray's rehab appearance will officially come to a conclusion. Robbie Ray goes three innings of work, four hits, four earned runs, five strikeouts, and a walk. And now be the originally scheduled starter, Josh Bostic, on the mound. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, sail to ResCom, and bye-bye bugs. And this pitch fouled off to the left side and out of play. We count now one and two. ResCom and bye-bye bugs. And this pitch fouled off to the left side and out of play. We count now one and two here for Angel Ortiz. That'd be Ortiz, Santana, Anderson, Rojas, 6-7, and 8 for the Rawhide here in the top half of the fourth inning. On the way to Angel Ortiz, and he fouls this one off to the right side. Time called here by Angel Ortiz. He'll step out of the batter's box. We'll go through the numbers for Bostic here in 2024. 0-7 with a 5.72 ERA. He's appearing in his 17th game of the year. He's now just not started in two of those. And Ortiz, a check swing above the helmet, goes around, one down here in the frame. So Bostic faces one batter. He strikes out one and it brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. So it'll be the sixth strikeout here by Giants pitching. And it brings up Ruben Santana to the plate, who last time up he struck out swinging. And this time, unable to make contact. The count is now 0-1. Bostic originally signed on July 25th of 2023. And last year in the Arizona Complex League, he pitched in four games, rated 3.86 ERA. That pitch to Santana is in there for a strike, 0-2. Bostic, the drafted in the eighth round of last year's MLB draft, pick number 240 out of Grayson Juco out in Texas. One ball, two strikes, one away. Hold at the belt here from Bostic, the pitch, and Ruben Santana takes that one just outside for ball two, 2-2. Didn't miss by much, but it missed by enough to keep Ruben Santana alive in the count. and it'll bring up Anderson Rojas to the plate. And that pitch, outside corner, strike three called, and there's one down here in the inning. Or two down here in the inning, excuse me. Second time today, Ruben Santana has been rung up, and it brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. So four hits apiece from both these two clubs, and Visalia looking to recreate that first inning, and that pitch to Rojas is in there for a strike, 0-1. Anderson Rojas in the last visit between these two clubs back at Valley Strong in April. Anderson Rojas had five hits in that affair. It was the second most against San Jose. The only player with more, Christopher Turin, with six in that five-game set. 0-2, a two-way. Here's a pitch from Bostic. Fastball grounded to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman bench. A toss to first base in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Visalia goes up, three down for the second time tonight, and we head into the bottom of the fourth inning. Visalia 4, San Jose 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the fourth inning. And Casey Anderson will face off against the top of the order. Wade Meckler, Justin Bench, and Maui Ahuna. And that one's fouled off to the left side. So the count is now 0-1. Visalia scoring all four of their runs in the first inning. They've been helpless the last two frames. Meanwhile, for San Jose, they've tacked on a run in the last two. Two in the second, one and the third. So Anderson trying to have an efficient top bottom half of the fourth inning right here. 0-2, no outs. Here's the pitch. And that one's ripped into center field. Drew Jones will retreat backwards, maybe five steps at the most. And he'll be there for the grab for out number one. Justin Bench will step up to the plate. Start to talk about that doubleheader five-game series back in April for Visalia. It was the first doubleheader for the Rawhide since 2014. Doubleheader in Visalia, should clarify that one. And that pitch is on the outside corner. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. Visalia has had a handful of doubleheaders on the road. That pitch fouled backwards. The count now 0-2. But it's been an extended period of time since Visalia has had it at home. Quickly, the count moves to 0-2 with one away. Here's the pitch, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-2. One-two pitch from Anderson just outside. Casey already up to 82 pitches here in this ball game. Be interesting to see if Andrew DeGarner can get him into the fifth. Swing and a miss. That's one way to get it right there. Back-to-back quick outs, and it brings up Maui Ohuna to the plate. Casey Anderson, another strikeout. A strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call at 855-625-4141. So with punch-out number four of the game, Casey has struck it out. All four of his strikeouts have come from batters one, two, or three. Has not had a strikeout lower than that part of the order. And now Ohuna will take that pitch outside for a ball one, 1-0. Upcoming pitch on the way. And that one is outside once again for ball two, 2-0. Ohuna began his collegiate playing days in 2021 with the Kansas Jayhawks. He would spend 2022 in the Big 12 Conference as well before moving over to the SEC in Tennessee in 2023. He was named Big 12 Newcomer of the Week on March 22nd of 2021. That same year, he would be named the Big 12 Championship All-Tournament Team. That pitch misses inside for ball 3-1. And then moving, fast-forwarding into 2023, a Golden Spikes Award preseason watchlist member. 3-1 pitch on the way to Ohuna. That one's below the knees for ball four, so it'll draw a two-out walk. And I'll bring up the third baseman, Charlie Zaccone, to the plate. So first time today, Ohuna will get onto the plate. Charlie Zaccone will get ready to get some late inning fourth action right here. It fouls that one off to the left side, so the count is now 0-1. Zaccone so far in this ballgame, he's gone on base twice, once off of a single, and then once off of an E4 from Yansel Luis. Upcoming pitch on the way, and that one will be bounced inside for ball one, 1-1. Zaccone last week against the Stockton Ports, he was 5-for-19, including an 0-for-4 game on Friday. Did not appear in action at Banner Island Ballpark on Saturday night. Zaccone, a very solid month of June where he had 27 hits. That was the seventh most in all of the California League. 1-1 pitch on the way, once again fouled backwards. This time up and out of play for strike number two. One and two, a two-way. A runner on first is Maui Ohuna. Here's the deal. Breaking ball fouled up to the left side. Ruben Santana will come in and step on the third base bag in foul territory. He'll be there for the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. So Casey is second shortest inning of the night and does not allow a run. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left over on first base. We're through four here in San Jose. Visalia 4, San Jose 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on!
Let's go places.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop.
Welcome back here to Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Tuesday night series opener between the San Jose Giants and Visalia Rawhide. San Jose, or Visalia, leads this ball game 4-3, heading into the top of the fifth inning. Between the top two teams in their respective divisions here in the second half, Visalia 10-5. Meanwhile, San Jose, they arrive with a record of 11-4. 1-1 pitch on the way from Josh Bostic, and that one is upstairs for ball two, 2-1 to Jefferson Pena. Pena so far in this ball game 0-1 with a strikeout swinging back in the second inning. 2-1 deal. That one's lifted into center field. That one will drop in easily for a base hit. It'll be Visalia's fifth of the night, their first since the third. And he'll hand it back to the top of the Rawhide order in the form of Christopher Torin. Torin is 0-2 in the ball game. We get ready for his third at bat. All singles this season brought to you by Gus's Auto Body Shop. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. Torin with a runner on first. We get ready for the pitch, and he'll foul that one off the inside for strike number one. Talked about earlier, Anderson Rojas with that five hits against San Jose in that April series. Torin was pretty successful at that time, too. Six hits. Leads his team against the Giants. And also the only player with a home run during that series. The one-out pitch on the way, and that one is high and outside for ball one, 1-0. Torin got off to a pretty hot start to the season. Kind of cooled off since then, but really those first 10 games of the season for Torin, he was a fan favorite at Valley Strong Ballpark, and he takes that one in there for a strike, and the count is now 0-2. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Bostic gets ready for the deal to Torin. Here's the pitch. And he gets a piece of that one, a very defensive swing, just using his arms to extend to that one and just get a piece of the ball. He looked at the first two full weeks of the season. Christopher Torin led the Rawhide in batting average, batting .350 with 14 hits and three extra base hits. One ball, two strikes. Pickoff attempt at first. Diving back in safely is Jefferson Pena. Torin 1-for-4 day on Saturday. A walk, a single, three runs, and three RBIs. 1-2. Here's the deal. Runners in motion. And Torin gets a piece of it. Fouls it off to the left side once again. Visalia has seen extended success with the hit and run here this year. As a result, they've started to use it a little bit more and more every game. Saturday was an example of that, where they put together 10 runs. The majority of those first to third came from runners in motion on first. We'll see if they decide to pull the trigger on Pena once again. Swing and miss for Torin, and there's now one out here in the inning. So third Bostic strikeout, and it brings up Yancel Luis to the plate. Dimitro Crisantes awaits on deck. Yancel Luis, last time we saw him in action was on Friday night in a ball game where he was 0-2. Luis fouls this one off to the left side, and it will land up and out of play. Yancel Luis last week, eight hits against Rancho. And his 19 at-bats against the Quakes. Bostic looks over at first base to get ready for the deal. 0-1 with one away, and once again, they try to pick off Jefferson Pena. However, he's able to dive back in safely. Luis, well, last week, 9 total bases is the third most by Rawhide player. Only Crisantes and Castillo had more. Crisantes with 19, and Yansel Luis will decide to go opposite field. It will be his third hit of the night. He is now 3-for-3, and Visalia has now recorded 2 hits in the frame, bringing up Dimitri Crisantes to the plate. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. Right up to 6 hits now here in the bowl game. And here is Dimitri Crisantes, the name I just mentioned. 458 last week against Rancho. 11 hits, 19 total bases, 2 home runs and 12 RBIs. All 4 of those categories I just mentioned all led the club against Rancho last week. 0-1 with one away. And Crisantes, a swing and a miss on a pitch upstairs. So the count is now 0-2. Crisantes enters the game on a 10-game hitting streak, the 4th longest streak in the Cal League. And here on his 3rd plate appearance, he's looking to get that hit to extend the streak. About to hold off a little bit longer. That pitch is outside for ball 1-2. Friday night was at risk of the streak coming to a conclusion. He was walked in his first 2 at-bats, and then once the game kind of got out of hand, manager D. Garner elected to take out some players. Crisantes, one of them. So as a result of not having an at-bat in Friday night's ball game, although he was hitless, he didn't have an official at-bat, so the streak stayed alive at 9 games. And then on Saturday night, Crisantes, a 3-for-4 game that featured 2 singles and a double. And Dimitri takes that one inside at the hands for ball 3-2. Dimitri has already walked once in this ball game. Looking to get his 2nd, and Visalia looking to load the bases for the first time tonight. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The only out of the inning has been Christopher Torin. A strikeout, 2 batters to go. Bostic's payoff pitch on the way, and that one's right down the middle, strike 3. And Crisantes will be rung up for the 2nd straight at bat, and it'll bring up Kenny Castillo to the plate. So Kenny Castillo 1-for-2 in the ball game, with a 3-run home run and a ground out in his last at bat. Kenny Castillo last week 6 RBIs, and Pena with a massive first lead before he kind of bounced back over to 2nd base, and Justin Bench last moment decided to play a little bit tighter on him. 0-1 with 2 away. Kenny Castillo batting above 300 at 306. Kenny Castillo, the 2nd highest batting average on this Rawhide team. 1 of 2 players batting at the 300 mark. And a good block by the catcher, Luke Schlicker, to prevent that one from hitting the backstop. 1-1 with 2 away. Kenny Castillo already 37 RBIs on the year. Now, RBI total is 1 short of the man on deck, Drew Jones. He's got 38. And Drew Jones added 1 more to 40 on his solo home run back in the 1st. 2-1 with 2 away. Pena's in motion, a swing and a miss. And the count is now 2-2. A pretty easy stolen bag for Pena, so it would be a double steal as Yancel Luis decides to go over to 2nd base. Now batter's timeout called here, so Jefferson Pena gets credited with his 8th stolen base of the season. Meanwhile, Yancel Luis will get his 10th. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul tipped. And the inning will come to a conclusion. So Josh Bostic working out of a two-batter jam. Two hits, no runs, no errors, two runners left on base. We're halfway through at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Visalia 4, San Jose 3. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at Visalia Rawhide.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit at 43024.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the fifth inning. Casey Anderson's ball game will officially come to a conclusion. And the pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. First pitch from Mendez. Misses outside for ball one, 1-0. We talked about in the fourth inning whether D. Garner would have liked to get Casey Anderson into the fifth. However, we got into the 90 pitch count, so his ball game ultimately comes to a conclusion. Mendez will face off against Jack Payton, Luke Schlueger, and Cesar Quintas. Ground ball to the left side, scooped up by Santana. It's tossed to first base in time, and there's one out here in the frame. Go through the numbers here for Casey Anderson on this Tuesday night. Ball game where he goes four innings of work, four hits, three runs, two of those earned, four strikeouts and three walks for the Rawhide, a right-hander out of Utah. So Teo Mendez here in 2024, a 1.54 ERA, appearing in his 19th game of the year. He's pitching 35 complete innings of work. Pitch to Schlueger. Swung on and missed, and the count is now 0-1. Rides a 19-game on-base streak, third longest in the Cal League, five-game run streak tied for the longest, and his other streak, a four-game walk streak, third most in the league. Now Schlueger behind in the count, 0-2 with one away. Mendez has been kind of that long relief type of pitcher. He's been a guy that Rawhide pitching hasn't gotten a whole lot of depth typically. I'm talking one or two innings. Mendez has come in, and right here he'll sit down Schlueger on just three pitches, and now two down in the inning. But he's been a guy who, in situations like Nate Savino, he's gone in three of his outings, two innings along, and so Mendez has been kind of that first guy that manager D. Garner has gone to. And he's been able to eat up innings, two to three innings at a time. A two-out pitch on the way to Mendez, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Longest outing of the year for Mendez. Talked about three innings of work. He's done it just twice. First time was on April 23rd against Inland Empire. His pitch fouled off to the left side, 0-2. And their most recent occurrence on Monday night against Rancho, where he went three innings of work in that ballgame. No balls, two strikes, two away. Mendez looking for the three up, three down frame right here. Here's the pitch, and that one's barely outside for ball one, 1-2. Cesar Quintas hitless on Saturday night, in the ball game against Stockton, where he had three strikeouts and a walk. 1-2, a two-way. Here's the pitch from Mendez, and that one is outside for a ball 2-2. Talking about that ball game between Stockton and San Jose, the Giants defeated the Ports' final score 8-6, thanks to a five-run fourth inning from San Jose. Ports would try to rally with four of their own in the sixth, however, it would be too short of the win, thanks to a one-run tack-on in the ninth. So Quintas fouls that one off to the right and stays alive in the at-bat. Going to be pitch number six here from Teo Mendez. The 11th pitch of the inning. Here's his deal. And this one's lifted into right field. Racing backwards is Angel Ortiz. Looking up towards the warning track. It's going to double bounce off the wall. He'll get it into the cutoff man, Luis. His throw to third. And it is not in time. A two-out triple from Cesar Quintas, and it's going to hand it off to Ramon Peralta, looking to score the tying run, 4-4. A good piece of hitting there, outside corner, and he decides to go opposite field with it. Angel Ortiz gave it a run. Had to play it off the wall, not necessarily the cleanest scoop up in right field, and that little hiccup allowed Quintas to go to second to third. Pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, so the count is now 0-1. Peralta's gone on twice in this ball game, once hit by pitch, once a walk. The hit by pitch was in the second. The walk was in the third. And now Mendez's pitch will be fouled off to the right side, 0-2. Mendez once again on an 0-2 count. We'll see what he can do with it right here. Top of the zone, strike three called. Three pitches to Peralta, three pitches to Schlicker. It's good for two strikeouts and the frame. And inning number five has come to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors, and a runner stranded over at third base. We're through five here at Excite Ballpark. Visalia 4, San Jose 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Wanted to take advantage of the opportunity presented in front of him, and will likely think that Drew will be happy with that with the solo home run. And now he fouls this one off to the right side. The count is now 2-2. Mentioned Robbie Ray towards the latter end of his career. Talked about making the debut in 2014 with the Tigers. It doesn't take away from the fact that he's a former Cy Young winner. Bostic will take that one off of a bounce, and the bare hand stop quickly recovers, throws the first in time, one away. So after a seven-pitch at-bat, Bostic is able to make it, and now looks like Drew looked over to the mound and had a couple words after the ground out. Now that's a play that if Bostic doesn't stop it with his pitching hand, that is Visalia's seventh hit of the night. And instead, there's one down, and it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Pulls that one inside. Foul to the right side. Will there be enough room? There will not. The count will move to 0-1. Angel Miguel Ortiz betting 276, four home runs and 28 RBIs, and it's definitely been a player who turned it on after his first 2 weeks. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. In his first 2 weeks after getting called up to Visalia in mid-May. Here's a pitch to Ortiz, swung on and missed, 1-2. Sorry, pick it up. He was batting below 091 after his first 12 games in a Rawhide uniform. That was a series against Rancho and Lake Elsinore. It was the first double homestand of the season. Made his Rawhide debut on May 8th. Ortiz lifts that one into right field. Quintas will move in about three steps, and he'll be underneath it for the grab. There's now two down in the inning. I'll bring up Ruben Santana to the plate. Ruben Santana, two strikeouts in the ball game. A strikeout swinging in the first and here in the fourth. Or back in the fourth, should say. Now Santana will get ready for the deal. He'll get a piece of that and foul back to the right side. Ruben 1-for-13 last week against Rancho, with his only hit coming on Saturday night in a ball game where he went 1-for-4, struck out three times, and a single and a run. And now Santana will foul this one off to the right side. The count is now 0-2. Josh Bostic has been efficient so far, 2 2/3, five punch outs between Bostic and Ray. They've combined for 10 strikeouts in this ballgame. Visalia so far in this game, 1-for-6, along with San Jose with runners in scoring position. And that pitch is outside for ball 1-2. Visalia's left three on base. Meanwhile, for San Jose, they've left eight, including two bases-loaded innings. 1-2 pitch on the way, a swing and a miss, and Ruben Santana is struck out for the third time tonight, and it's another three-up, three-down frame, the second time tonight for Josh Bostic. Bottom six we go in San Jose. Visalia 4, San Jose 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the bottom of the sixth. Dale Mendez will get ready for his second inning of work after coming in for Casey Anderson in relief in the fifth inning while only allowing one hit, striking out a pair of batters. And that pitch is on the outside corner in there for a strike, 0-1. Visalia pitching is combined for six strikeouts. Meanwhile, for San Jose, they're up to 11 in the ballgame. That one pitch on the way from Mendez, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-1. It's a San Jose pitching team who's been very good here in 2024. They have a 3.58 ERA entering the day. That's the best ERA in the league. The 1-1 pitch is bunted to the left side. Backhand by Santana. A one-footed throw is offline. Crisantas had a leap off the bag. And it is a leadoff single for San Jose. Cassiani's bunt single. We'll send it back over to Wade Meckler here at the top of the order. We talk about that ERA for San Jose, attempting to lead the California in earned run average for the fourth consecutive season. Here's the pitch from Mendez, and that one's fouled off to the left side, and the count is now 0-1. It's a San Jose team who currently leads also in saves. In the top four, an opponent batting average is at .238. That pitch is upstairs for a ball, 1-1. One thing Visalia pitching does have on San Jose, however, they lead the league in strikeouts with 913. 1-1 pitch on the way to Meckler. That one's in the dirt. Kenny gets a block on it. Throw to second base. And it's in time. Cassiani tries to go to second base. A great recovery by the Rawhide catcher. And there's one down and bases empty here in the bottom of the sixth. A great block by Castillo. And falling forward, and Toreen applying the tag on the pockets of the pants for the out. And now ground ball to the right side. Crisantes with the save. Throw to first base in time. And back-to-back really nice plays by the Rawhide infield. Two down here in the inning. Fourth time today, Meckler has been sat down. And it brings up Justin Bench to the plate, who's 0-3. One of those balls that looked like could have taken a bad hop on Crisantes. Was able to fully extend to prevent it into rolling into a dangerous extra base hit. So Justin Bench 0-3 with a pair of strikeouts. We'll take that pitch outside for ball one, 1-0. Justin Bench is one ball in play, a flyout in the center in the hands of Drew Jones. This ball hits the left side and foul. Just left of the third base bag, it was a stinger off the bat. And Bench just barely pulling it foul, 1-1. Maui Ohuna awaits on deck, and Teo Mendez looking to go his first three up, three down frame of the ball game. 1-1 with two away here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mendez's pitch, breaking ball just a bit outside for ball 2-2-1. Mendez just a two-pitch arsenal guy, a four-seam fastball, the slider as well. However, he has slowly started to work in the two-seam fastball as this pitch has fouled backwards since the Lake Elsinore series. It was the first full road trip of the season. That was April 16th. Through the 21st. Visalia opened up the season with three games on the road at San Manuel Stadium in San Bernardino before coming home for five games against San Jose. And they went over to Lake Elsinore for their first six-game road trip. Visalia's next time they'll hop on the bus will be to end the month of July, where they'll go over to Lake Elsinore for six games. It'll be their final outing at Diamond Stadium in Lake Elsinore. A swing and a miss for Bench. Third time tonight he's been struck out. And Teo Mendez faces the minimum here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Visalia 4, San Jose 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only...
Well, back to San Jose, and first pitch swinging for Anderson Rojas. Drops it into right center field for a leadoff single, and Visalia, a runner on first here to begin this top half of the seventh inning. If you've been in a collision, don't fuzz. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. Jefferson Pena will step up to the plate, pickoff attempt at first. Anderson Rojas dives back in safely. He's currently the Rawhide stolen base leader and top 10 in the California League with 20 so far. First time on base. Does he try to steal another one? There he goes. Throw down to second base is high. And a slide feet first into second base. Make it stolen base number 21 of the season for Anderson Rojas. And Visalia has a runner in scoring position. So Visalia's seventh hit of the ball game leads to a runner at second. And now Bostic's pitch is swung on and missed. And the count is now 0-2. Stolen base number 21, number 22, should say, is good for the tied for the fourth most in the league. A two-out pitch on the way, and that one's on the outside. And it misses for ball one, 1-2. Bostic will stare down Jefferson Pena. Christopher Torin awaits on deck. Pena will lift that one into center field. Will it be enough to get Rojas to third? Meckler will make the grab. And Rojas with a little fake run to third before he puts on the brakes and jogs back over to second base. So a leadoff or one out or a first out fly out into center field. We'll bring up Christopher Torin to the plate. 0-3 in the ball game. Two strikeouts and a flyout into right field. And then Yonsel Luis, who waits on deck, he's 3-for-3 in the ballgame. Top seven here in San Jose. Visalia leads 4-3. Ross continues to bounce around over at second base. Here's the deal. And that one's in there for a strike. Count is out 0-1. Pitch on the way, and that one is low for a ball. And the count's now 1-1 with one away. And Torin, really, till the end of May, was the RBI leader before Drew Jones kind of came in and swiped away that category. Mentioned earlier, Drew Jones, 39 RBIs on the year. Kenny Castillo now with 37. They're one of multiple 30 RBI guys on this Rawhide club. One ball, two strikes with one away. Upcoming pitch on the way, and Torin, a high chopper over to third. Backing up is a third baseman and unable to field it cleanly. Zaccone had it and just bounced out of control. And now Visalia runners on first and second with one down. Zaccone quickly went to go kind of kick up the dirt where that ball bounced, and it's kind of the He was looking over at second base, getting ready to make the throw. Never had full control of it, and as a result, the ball drops behind the third baseman. So now you got Yancel Luis at the plate, who's 3-for-3 in the ballgame. The first error of the ballgame for San Jose. Luis, first pitch swinging in foul territory. Will there be enough room for the grab? There will not. It will land right on the concourse for strike number one. Everybody will reset. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. Good neighborhood service. Surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. Game one of this six-game series between the Rawhide and Giants. 0-1 pitch to Luis is bounced in. Rojas thought about going for a moment before he decides ultimately to go back over to second base. Tomorrow will be the final weekday day game of the season between Giants and Rawhide. A 1 p.m. first pitch here from Excite Ballpark before we'll go back to a 6:30 start time on Thursday night. Friday will be the 7 o'clock start time before Saturday and Sunday will be 5 o'clock games before the Rawhide will get 4 days off. Pitch to Luis. That one's in there for a strike. This is count now 1-2. Runners on first and second for the Hide. Ross continues to bounce around. Here's the deal to Luis. Hit through the right side. He's 4-for-4. Rojas round third base. He'll be held up there. Base is loaded for Visalia. And it brings up Demetrio Crisantes, who looks for his first hit of the night. Two singles, two doubles for Luis. He had a chance for his first RBI base hit of the inning. And instead, Anderson Rojas, despite his speed, not deep enough. Quintas is able to make the throw in time. And now we'll have a mound visit here as the entire infield will come in to talk. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health now open in Visalia. And here in the top of the sixth inning, it allows us to take a look at the scores around the California League here on this Tuesday night. Also go through the scores around the Diamondbacks organization here in a moment. But out at Diamond Stadium in Lake Elsinore, the Storm currently lead Fresno 11-5. That game is currently in the bottom of the eighth inning. Meanwhile, out at Inland Empire, the Modesto Nuts currently lead the 66ers 3-1. That ball game is heading into the bottom of the seventh inning. And then lastly, out at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes lead over the Stockton Ports 5-1. First pitch on the way to Crisantes, swung on and missed. And the count is now 0-1. He's batter number 5 of the inning for the Hide. Saley has only had one other 5-plus batter inning. It was inning number 1 that featured 7 batters, including the 2 home runs. That ball is in the dirt. Not enough to score the runner Rojas from third base. The count moves to 1-1 with one down. Demetrio Crisantes looking for his 11th straight game with a hit. He's 0-for-2 on the night with 2 strikeouts and a walk. An RBI right here could break this game open. Trying to clear the bases on an extra base hit. Crisantes' pitch outside for a ball. The count is now 2-1 for Bostic. Josh Bostic, 69 strikeouts, 31 walks entering the day. Here's his 2-1 pitch. And Crisantes fouls that one backwards. The count is now 2-2. Kenny Castillo waits on deck. He's already got 3 RBIs in the ballgame. First baseman Jack Payton playing the closest out of anybody. And Crisantes, a swing and a miss. And he struck out for the 3rd time tonight. He now joins Ruben Santana as the only other player with 3 strikeouts in the ballgame. And it brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. So Kenny Castillo to dig in. Rojas at third, Torin at second, Luis at first. And Kenny, not agreeing with that call, he takes it upstairs for strike one. Kenny Castillo, 34 RBIs enter the day, 37 now. Only Castillo, Jones, and Torin have 30 or more ribbies. That pitch is outside, ball one, 1-1. Castillo just the second home run of the season earlier on a ball out of left field. 1-1 with 2-A. Here's the pitch. And Kenny, a swing and a miss, makes the count 1-2. A big opportunity to add on some insurance for the Rawhide here in the top of the seventh inning. And now Kenny Castillo will use his batter's timeout and he'll step out of the batter's box. You look at the month of July for Kenny. He's played in six games. He's had six RBIs. And now Castillo looking to add on that pitch outside for ball 2-2-1. Just two games he's not had an RBI. It was on July 5th. That was Friday night against Rancho. And on Monday night out at Lone Mart Field where he was 0-4. Pitch on the way. He fouls that one backwards. So Kenny does doing a good job staying alive in the at-bat. One of three guys with 30-plus RBIs. One of two guys batting above 300. 2-2 and two down. Base is loaded here for Josh Bostic. Here's a 2-2 from the stretch. Swing and a miss. And Josh Bostic fired up after the strikeout. Back-to-back punch-out to get him out of the seventh inning. Two hits, no runs, one error, and three runners left on base. It is time to stretch at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Visalia 4, San Jose 3. You're watching Rawhide. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers.
Welcome back to San Jose, bottom of the seventh inning. Josh Bostic working out of a bases loaded jam in the top half of the seventh inning. Let's see if the Giants offense can ride the wave right here. That pitch is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to Rescom, and bye-bye bugs. Maui Ohuna at the plate. Takes that one inside for ball two, 2-0. New pitcher for Visalia, the tall right-hander, Matthew Linsky. Comes in for a lead for Teo Mendez, 2-0 pitch, opposite field single. It'll be the seventh of the night for San Jose. And a 4-3 ball game tying run is at first. Go-ahead run steps up to the plate. Five, Charlie Zaccone now will step up to the plate. And we talk about the numbers for Matthew Linsky in 2024. 1-0 with a .61 ERA. Appearing in his 10th game of the year, he struck out 23 batters and walked just 7. And now that pitch is swung on and missed, and a bat will go flying into the crowd. And hopefully everybody is all right here, and fans going to hand back the bat, but I think the bigger priority here is making sure everybody's all right on the right side of the bleachers. It appears everyone's all right, but a scary scene there. The bat flying over the protective netting. Watching the replay now, and on that backswing, and that ball, that bat was 10 rows up and bounced all the way down to row 3. Everybody just narrowly getting a six rows up, and fans in row 3 getting a little bit of a haircut from the bat coming down. 0-1 pitch on the way. This ball's ripped into right field. Angel Ortiz will give it a run. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Ortiz will throw it to the cutoff man, Yancel Ruiz. Runners on the corners, no outs, and it's been Matthew Linsky, who has a less than a 1.0 ERA. He's got some early traffic here in the bottom of the seventh inning. So back-to-back base hits, and Peyton Martin, who is Jack Peyton, who is trying to go, they're trying to bring in a run right here. Zaccone was trying to go down the line. Does so. And now Jack Peyton, he's 1-for-3 in the ball game with his lone hit coming back in the third inning. 4-3 ball game here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's Linsky's pitch. That one is bounced in the dirt for ball one, 1-0. Last time Linsky allowed an earned run, you have to turn the calendar back 2 months to May 30th. In a ball game where he allowed just one earned run against Inland Empire. The pitch on the way. That one is upstairs for a ball. So the count is now 2-0. That earned run against the 66ers, the only earned run he's allowed in 2024. That also includes his 3 games out in the Arizona Complex League. 2-0 pitch on the way. Ground ball to the left side. A chance to turn 2. Taurine Luis Crisantes, 6-4-3 DP. However, it is an RBI from Jack Peyton as Maui Ohuna comes home to score, and it's a tied ball game 4-4 in the bottom of the seventh inning. So no RBI, but Ohuna comes home to score. And it will bring up Luke Schlicker to the plate. Base is empty. Now the first pitch up and outside for ball one, 1-0. Schlicker 1-for-2 in the ball game with a single and a run back in the second inning. Here's Linsky's pitch and kind of a half swing there. He's already going around, goes for the follow through. The count is now 1-1 with 2 away. Linsky holds at the belt, 1-1 with 2 away. Here's the pitch. That one swung on and missed, so the count now 1-2. Talked about Visalia's upcoming schedule with the 6 games here before the 4 days off before they return home against Inland Empire. Meanwhile, for San Jose, they'll get 4 days off following Sunday night's ball game before they will travel to Fresno. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, strike 3. And Matthew Linsky will get the punch out to end the frame. However, San Jose has tied up the ball game. 2 hits, 1 run, no errors, and nobody left on base. 4-4 through 7. But at the top of the 8th inning, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball Top 8. Drew Jones will lead things off. First pitch on the way. And that one's on the outside corner for ball 1, 1 and 0. New pitcher in the ball game for San Jose, number 17, Cole Hillier. Pitch to Drew Jones, swung on and missed, and the count now 1 and 1. Hillier comes in 6-2, 220. The right-hander out of Pasadena, California, signed as a free agent in 2023. And Jones takes that one inside at the hands for ball for strike two, 1-2. And Drew now uses batter's timeout and step out of the box. Drew's had a pretty nice game. A nice sliding grab in center field earlier, and then the solo home run. 1-2 pitch on the way. Outside corner, strike three called. So Hillier checks into the ball game and continues a string of strikeouts. Three straight punchouts by San Jose pitching, and there's one down here in the inning. Numbers for Cole Hillier here in 2024, appearing in his eighth game of the year, 2-2, with a 2.97 ERA, 34 strikeouts, and he has been a guy who's been held, has been used in high leverage situations, four saves on six attempts. And now this pitch fouled off to the left side. So the count now 0-1. Comes in for Josh Bostic, today's scheduled starting pitcher, before Robbie Ray ended up getting the start tonight. And pitch to Ortiz is outside for ball 1-1-1. Josh Bostic going four innings of work, four hits, no earned runs, including eight strikeouts. So San Jose are now up to 14 strikeouts in this ball game, as Angel Ortiz will foul this one back to the left side, and the count is now 1-2. Misaeli had probably their biggest opportunity of the ball game in that seventh with bases loaded, and then Bostic struck out Crisantis and Kenny Castillo in a row to get him out of the inning. 1-2 with one away. Here's the pitch inside. And Ortiz having a slide out of the way of that pitch, so the count is now 2-2. Ortiz 0-3. He struck out back in the fourth. Outside of that, he's had two flyouts in the ballgame. 6-18 last week against Rancho. Trying to bring that success here. And he fouls that one backwards. The count's now 2-2. Top of the eighth. We'll go through the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization here in just a moment. Two pitch, swung on and miss, and Angel Ortiz way out in front, make it four straight strikeouts by Giants pitching. Two down here in the inning. Out of the Complex League, the D-backs currently lead 7-3 against the Angels. They're heading into the bottom of the seventh inning. Meanwhile, at the high A level, the Tri-City Dust Devils currently lead against Hillsboro 7-1. That game is currently in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next up at the double A level, the San Antonio Missions narrowly defeat the Amarillo Sod Poodles, final score 6-5. And then lastly, at the triple A level, the Reno Aces winning in a high scoring affair against the Round Rock Express 14-10. Round Rock had 19 hits in that ball game. Meanwhile, Reno, they had 17. Two balls, no strikes, two away. Ruben Santana struck out three times in the ball game. Here's the pitch. And that one is right down the middle for strike number one. Lastly, at the major league level, the Atlanta Braves currently have a three-run lead over the D-backs. Atlanta 5, Arizona 2. And now Ruben will foul that one off to the right side. So the count will move to 2-2. Bottom 7 out in Chase Field. Two-two pitch on the way to Santana. Right down the middle, strike three, and Ruben has been sat down in all four of his plate appearance, and it is a three-strikeout frame from Hillier, and we head into the bottom half of the eighth inning. No hits, no runs, no errors, nobody left on base. Visalia 4, San Jose 4. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
We're back in San Jose in the bottom of the eighth inning. Cesar Quintas leading things off. It'll be Quintas, Peralta, Cassiani. The ball game knotted up at 4 apiece. Both teams 8 hits combined for 16 in the ball game. Visalia committing 2 errors. Meanwhile, San Jose, they've made 1. 0-1 pitch on the way from Matthew Linsky. Way out in front is Cassiani. And the count is now 0-2. San Jose tied up the ball game in the bottom of the 7th inning thanks to a leadoff single from Maui Ohuna. One batter later, a single brought Ohuna over to third. And then the 6-4-3 DP scoring the runner at third. Now that pitch is bounced in for ball 1-2. The 1 p.m. first pitch tomorrow. Wednesday afternoon, Visalia looking to finish off the season undefeated in weekday day games. They are 4-0 on games played during the day on either Tuesday or Wednesday. Ground ball to the left side will land foul left of the third base back. One ball, two strikes here. Quintas in this ball game one for three. And this triple in his last at-bat being the lone hit of the ball game. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, ball two, 2-2. Quintas, Peralta, Cassiani. Bottom of the order here. Linsky trying to send this to the top of the ninth in a tied ball game. Called strike three in the dirt. Throw to first in time. One down. Kind of a late call there, but gets the benefit of the doubt to Linsky. Maybe his second strikeout of the ball game. And brings up Ramon Peralta to the plate. One for two so far in the ball game with a strikeout and a walk. Only time he's gotten on base was a hit by pitch back in the second inning. And now Kenny Castillo makes his way out to have a quick word with his relief pitcher. Third arm used by manager D. Gardner is Casey Anderson, who got the start for today's ball game, where he went four innings of work. Mendez went two. And now Matthew Linsky, an inning and a third at the moment. Ramon Peralta will get ready for his first pitch. That one is inside for a ball one, 1-0. Ramon Peralta, fourth professional season, joined the Giants the day before July 4th, last Wednesday. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one's outside for ball two, 2-0. During his time in the ACL, was batting .313 with nine doubles, three triples, and two homers. He spent all of 2023 in the ACL, where he batted .266 with five homers and 35 RBIs through 49 games. Linsky's pitch is in there for a strike. And counts out 2-1. Mentioned his fourth professional season. Spent his first 2 years out of the DSL. This pitch fouled backwards, 2-2. Before arriving stateside in 2023. Originally signed as a 17-year-old out of the DR in 2021. Only batting 077. 2-2 with one away. Linsky will stare down Peralta, looking to sit him down for his second strikeout of the game. Here's his 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Targeted the up inside corner. And unable to barrel it up. Two down in the inning. Brings up Estelin Cassiani to the plate. A 2-for-3 ball game for Cassiani. He scored a run in three straight games. And looking for his fourth at-bat to possibly extend that streak to four straight. Pitch on the way from Linsky. That one's fouled backwards, and the count's now 0-1. Wade Meckler awaits on deck. He is 0-for-4 in the ballgame for San Jose. Linsky once again pauses at the belt. The 0-1 pitch on the way. It's outside for ball one, 1-1. Due up for Visalia in the top of the ninth inning will be Anderson Rojas, Jefferson Pena, Christopher Terrine, 8-9-1. One ball, one strike, two away. Linsky's pitch, and that one's popped up to the left side, up and out of play. Nice grab by one of the fans here in the bleachers. Got the glove on, sitting up in one of the top rows, and everybody giving a nice round of applause to the fan here on the left side. 1-2, a two-way. Let's get looking for the punch-out right here. Send it to the ninth. Here's a kick. Here's the fire. And gripping onto it a little bit too long. Stuck to the fingertips, and goes downstairs for ball two. Matthew Linsky, the month of June, he appeared in six games, did not allow a run, 14 strikeouts and 10 in a third innings of work. 2-2 pitch on the way, once again downstairs, and trying to force a ground ball here, but instead it's ball three. So Count goes forward, two outs. Defense plays straight up as possible. Drew Jones, maybe a foot off center of second base. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Torian will charge in, and it bounces off of the wrist side of his glove. And Cassiani's going to reach over at first base. A two-out base runner for San Jose. So Wade Meckler, who is hitless in the ballgame, will step up to the plate looking for his first hit of the game. And with that error, it is now Visalia's third of the night. Meckler has struck out just once in this game, and that pitch is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Talked about earlier in the broadcast, Meckler, 20 games with San Francisco back in 2023, where he was batting .232 with the Major League Club. 1-0 pitch on the way. Ground ball to the right side is foul, and the count is now 1-1. Go ahead, run at first. Meckler would be insurance right here. He does have home run pop. 1-1 with 2A. The pitch outside ball two, 2-1. Talk about those home run abilities from Wade Meckler at a home run on June 4th. Against the Stockton Ports. In a ballgame where he was 2-for-2. 2-1 pitch on the way, outside corner. That one's in there for a strike, and it's now 2-2. Meckler looking to extend the hitting streak to 9 straight games. 8th longest streak in the California League. 2-2 pitch on the way. Tries to go opposite field, fouls it off to the left side. 2-2. Justin Bench awaits on deck. He's also 0-for-4 in the ballgame. A combined 0-for-8 from the top two in the order. You look at top three, only one of them has a hit is Maui Owuna in his last at-bat. Two balls, two strikes, 2-way. Linsky will stare down Meckler. Runner on first is Cassiani. Here's the pitch, and that one sent into left field. Fairly routine play for Jefferson Pena in left. He'll make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. No hits, no runs, one error, and one runner left on base. We're through 8 here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Visalia 4, San Jose 4. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the top of the ninth inning. Anderson Rojas, Jefferson Pena, Christopher Torin, due up here in the top half of the ninth. First pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one. 1-0, and it's a Visalia team who, it seems, all season long they have enjoyed playing ball games. They go down to the wire tonight, no different. 1-0 pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike. 1-1. Visalia, 8 walk-off wins in 2024. They've lost 8 times as well on walk-offs. 1-1 pitch on the way. That one's outside for ball two, 2-1. So what does tonight have in store? Does it have a walk-off here in the ninth? Are we going to go to extra innings? 2-1 is a count. Here's the pitch to Anderson Rojas. And he gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the left side. The count now 2-2. Visalia has played 9 extra inning games here in 2024 where they are 4-5. Two pitch on the way, and Rojas a swing and a miss on a ball above the shoelaces. And he is struck out, bringing up Jefferson Payne to the plate. The last non-strikeout for Visalia. You have to go back to Yancel Luis, who batted out of the two spot. That is 6 batters ago. That's a combination between Bostic and the new pitcher, Hillier. He's now through an inning and a third, and Payne will take that one on the outside corner for strike one. Jefferson Pena, 1-for-3 in the ballgame with a single, a flyout, and a strikeout. 0-1 pitch to Pena. Breaking ball, foul, and ground ball to the left side. Scooped up by the third baseman, Zaccone. Throw to first in time, 2-away. So quick 2 outs here for Hillier, and it brings up Christopher Torin to the plate. Due up for San Jose in the bottom of the ninth inning will be Justin Bench, Maui Ohuna, and Charlie Zaccone. 2-3-4. Heart of the San Jose order. Torin trying to create some separation right now. Visalia's all 4 runs came in inning number 1. Hillier looking for back-to-back 3-up, 3-down frames. That one's on the outside corner in there for a strike, 1-1. San Jose looking to be one win away from 50. Meanwhile, Visalia looking to move to 1 game below 500 in the overall record. That pitch is in there for a strike, 1-2. Visalia 39-41 overall. Meanwhile, San Jose 48-32. 1-2, a 2-way. Here's the pitch inside. Torin barely able to move the wrist out of the inside pitch, and the count is out 2-2. Hillier versus Torin. First time tonight. 2-2 pitch on the way. Ripped into left field, and it's going to drop in fair for a base hit. Torin will round first base, so easily get to second standing, and it is a 2-out double for the Rawhide shortstop, and it brings up Yancel Luis to the plate, who's 4-for-4 on the night. Talked about over the last 2 months, Torin has been a guy who's had the ability to rip the ball down the left field line. He does so right there. And now Yancel Luis steps up to the plate in a RBI opportunity with the runner in scoring position. 2-out pitch on the way, and Luis will take that one outside for ball one, 1-0. There's been quite a handful of four-hit games around the California League here in 2024, but only 2 players have recorded 5. That's Luke Mann with Stockton on May 16th and Rosemond Verdugo with Lake Elsinore against the 66ers on July 1st. 1-1, 2-away. Kenny Castillo has had 3 of those games. 1-1 pitch on the way, ground ball to the right side and foul. And the count now 1-2. Kenny Castillo's been a guy who's been able to get multi-hit games, which seems to be at will. His most recent 4-hit game on June 28th at Inland Empire. One and two, a two down. Taurine in scoring position. Visalia, their first base runner since the top of the seventh when they had bases loaded. One and two, a two-way. Ground ball to the right side. High chopper be scooped up by Hillier. He'll step on first base himself, and we head to the bottom of the ninth inning here in San Jose. Visalia, one hit, no runs, no errors. One runner left at second base. We are knotted up at four heading into the bottom of the ninth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, visaliarawhide.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Cahuilla Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Alexis Libano will be the new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia, appearing in his 19th game of the season. 2-2 with a 4.50 ERA. And trying to send this ball game to the top of the 10th inning. Popped up on the right side of the infield. Demetrio Crisantes will run in, and he'll be underneath it to make the grab. Out number one here at the bottom of the ninth. Pitcher change brought to you by ResCon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCon and bye-bye Buzz. Maui Ohuna will step up to the plate. We'll go through the numbers for Matthew Linsky in this ball game. Ohuna's first pitch, swung on and missed. He's out in front. The count's 0-1. Linsky, two innings of work, two hits, and an earned run. Three strikeouts. It's his first earned run since his third game in a Rawhide uniform against Inland Empire. 0-1 with one down. Here's Labano's pitch. Upstairs, ball one, 1-1. Ohuna in this ball game, 1-for-3, with a single and a run in his last at bat in the seventh inning. Libano's pitch on the way, outside breaker in there for a strike, 1-2. Alexis Libano got a quick fly out to Demetrio Crisantes, and the 1-2 pitch is outside, ball two, 2-2. This guy has had plenty of notable accomplishments throughout his collegiate career and trying to make a big hit right here in the bottom of the ninth. That pitch is inside for ball three, 3-2. 2023 preseason All-American third team according to D1 Baseball, Collegiate Baseball News, and perfect game during his time with Tennessee. Payoff pitch on the way, outside, ball four. Winning run on first. And it brings up Charlie Zaccone to the plate. Second walk of the ball game for Ohuna. Five, third baseman so far in the ballgame. Two singles. He's also gone on via the air. One of three rawhide errors. He does go around, and the count's now 0-1. Zaccone scored twice in this ballgame, once in the second and once in the third. 0-1 with one away. Labano at the chest. Ahuna's in motion. Throw down to second base. And the throw is not in time. A stolen bag for Ahuna. Yancel Luis hands on the head. He was backing up Christopher Turin. Couldn't believe the call, but a runner in scoring position for the Giants with one away. Looking at the replay here. It was a close one. But gets into second base, and now Labano has to work a little bit more carefully here. Zaccone, 29 RBIs here in 2024. Ahuna's fourth stolen bag of the year. 0-2 pitch on the way. Lifted into right center field. It'll drop in for a base hit. Drew Jones will scoop it up. Here comes the throw. It is offline, and it is over. And San Jose will walk it off and take game one of the six-game series. Final score, 5-4. Charlie Zaccone, the hero on the opening game of the series. Final score, San Jose, 5 runs on 9 hits, 1 error. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 4 runs, 9 hits, and 3 errors. Let's step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's ballgame. San Jose takes the first of the six-game series, 5-4. To listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Another tough loss tonight for Visalia. Final score 5-4. It's the ninth walk-off of the season by an opponent here in 2024. And we'll go through this ball game from the start. It was Robbie Ray making his second rehab appearance here in San Jose. Last time out, 4 punch-outs. And tonight for Robbie Ray, he strikes out 5 as he had his pitch count up to 65. Here on this Tuesday night. But it was a double from Yancel Luis, second batter of the ballgame. Then Demetrio Crisantes drew a walk. One batter later, Kenny Castillo turn and burn on an inside pitch at the knees. It's a 3-run home run, and Visalia leads the ballgame 3-0 in the top of the first inning. One batter later, Drew Jones goes yard out into left center field, and Visalia leads the ballgame 4-0. Robbie Ray would settle in and sit down the next two batters that he faced. But at the end of a half inning, Visalia led the ballgame 4-0. Then in the bottom of the second inning, San Jose would flex their muscles. They would score 2 runs on 3 hits. They would leave 3 runners on base. It would be 1 of 2 6-plus batter innings for San Jose. Back-to-back innings that would be a case against Casey Anderson, a guy who would finish the ballgame 4 innings of work, 4 hits, 3 earned runs, 4 strikeouts, and 3 walks. Anderson not responsible for the loss here on this Tuesday night. But at the end of 2, Visalia led 4-2. Bottom of the third, San Jose tacks on another run. 1 run on 1 hit, 1 Visalia error. It would be 1 of 3 Rawhide errors in this ballgame. And at the end of 3, the score was 4-3. It wouldn't be another run until the bottom of the seventh inning when Matthew Linsky, who hadn't allowed a run since the end of May, he gives up a single to Maui Ahuna. One batter later, Charlie Zaccone advances him over to second base, and then Batter full on that. Jack Payton, the 6'4" DP, allows the runner to come home to score, and we're knotted up at four apiece. Then in the bottom of the ninth inning, San Jose gets the walk-off base hit from Charlie Zaccone. Maui Ahuna scores from second after just moments earlier he stole his fourth bag of the season. So San Jose pulls off the win tonight. Five runs on nine hits, one error. Meanwhile, for Visalia, four runs, nine hits, and three errors. Hillier receives the win. He's now 3-2 at the 2.83 ERA. Meanwhile, Lamano suffers a loss. He's 2-3 with a 4.91 ERA. Let's step aside, take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and get you ready for tomorrow's Game 2 of the six-game series. San Jose takes the series opener. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Welcome back to San Jose. We get ready to wrap things up on this Tuesday night. Giants defeat the Rawhide, final score 5-4. Let's take a look around the California League. Only one other game in action at the moment. It is Stockton and Rancho. Currently in the top of the eighth inning, the Quakes lead over the Ports 5-3. Meanwhile, out at Diamond Stadium in Lake Elsinore, the Storm lead 13-5 against the Fresno Grizzlies. That game has gone final, so Lake Elsinore making up a game on the Rawhide. And then out in San Manuel Stadium, the 66ers find a way to rally late. They score four runs in the bottom of the ninth inning and defeat the Modesto Nuts, final score 5-3. Next up, we look at the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're out in Hillsboro. The Hops currently trail 8-4 against Tri-City. Then in Double-A, the San Antonio Missions defeat the Amarillo Sod Poodles, final score 6-5. Lastly, in Triple-A, the Reno Aces defeat the Round Rock Express, final score 14-10. And a bowl game where both teams combined for over 15 hits. Lastly, out at Chase Field, the Diamondbacks currently trail the Atlanta Braves 6-2. That bowl game is currently in the top of the ninth inning. Meanwhile, for our bowl game tomorrow, it'll be Alex Cobb on the mound for the San Jose Giants, the Major League rehabber. So back-to-back rehab appearances for San Jose. We had Robbie Ray today. It'll be Alex Cobb for tomorrow's bowl game. It'll be his third game in a San Jose uniform. So far, he's pitched four innings of work, nine strikeouts, and he's walked one batter. Meanwhile, on the other side of the bump, it'll be Daniel Nunez making his third start of the season. And Daniel Nunez, he's looked fun to watch so far here in 2024. No decisions, but a 1.40 ERA. Likely see him go 3-4 innings of work in tomorrow's ball game. It'll be his 12th appearance here this season. One final time tonight, San Jose, five runs, nine hits, one error. Meanwhile, for Visalia, four runs, nine hits, three errors. Cole Hillier gets the win. He's 3-2 with a 2.83 ERA. Meanwhile, Alexis Libano, he's 2-3 with a 4.91 ERA. It took us 2 hours and 44 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 815 fans here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Tomorrow's first pitch is scheduled to start at 1 p.m., means we'll be live on the air starting at 12:50. So until we talk tomorrow night, San Jose 5, Visalia 4, Joe Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.